Friday, July 24th, 2026. Daily Devotions from Bethlehem Lutheran Church in William Penn, Texas. Today's devotion was written by Reverend Kelly Krieg. It's taken from Jeremiah chapter 42, verses 1 through 6. Then all the commanders of the forces, and Johanan the son of Kareah, and Jezaniah the son of Hoshaniah, and all the people from the least to the greatest came near and said to Jeremiah the prophet, "Let our plea for mercy come before you, and pray to the Lord your God for us, for all this remnant, because we are left with but a few, as your eyes see us, that the Lord your God may show us the way we should go, and the thing that we should do." Jeremiah the prophet said to them, "I have heard you. Behold, I will pray to the Lord your God according to your request, and whatever the Lord answers you, I will tell you. I will keep nothing back from you." Then they said to Jeremiah, "May the Lord be a true and faithful witness against us if we do not act according to all the word with which the Lord your God sends you to us. Whether it is good or bad, we will obey the voice of the Lord our God to whom we are sending you, that it may be well with us that when we obey the voice of the Lord our God, when we ask, are we ready to hear?" The people came to Jeremiah with what sounded like a faithful request. They asked him to seek the Lord's will and promised that they would obey whatever answer God gave. Their words were admirable, for their hearts were already fixed on the path they wanted to take. The Lord desires more than pious promises. He desires repentance and faith that gladly receives His word, even when it contradicts our plans. We often approach God the same way, hoping He will bless decisions we have already made. Yet the Lord calls us to submit to His wisdom rather than our own. His commands are never given to harm us, but to preserve us in His grace. At the cross, Christ perfectly obeyed His Father's will, where we have failed. His faithful obedience has become our righteousness. Forgiven through His blood, we are freed to pray, "Your will be done," trusting that our crucified and risen Savior always leads His people in the way of life. Amen.